It's Thursday, April 22nd, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Microsoft's cloud PC could be almost here. Sonic Wall 0 days, Apple extortion, and big breaches. And Gartner's new cloud spending data. This is the Business of Tech. ZDNet is reporting that Microsoft's cloud PC may be launching in just a few months, this summer. The core service, as reported by Mary Jo Foley previously, is, quote, an Azure-powered service that will enable customers to use their own devices as thin clients that can access a remote Windows desktop and use software like Microsoft Office. Microsoft plans to sell Cloud PC as a managed Microsoft 365 experience at a flat per-user price. This is an important difference to existing Windows Virtual Desktop prices, which revolves around Azure consumption, end quote. She continues with a highlighting of a recent job listing, quote, the Cloud PC service allows all users to be productive from anywhere, on any device, with a cloud-powered, secure, and always up-to-date Windows experience. It also seamlessly allows endpoint managers to instantly provision cloud-hosted PCs and manage physical and virtual devices through a unified portal and a fixed and predictable price, end quote. So why do we care? I think this is a huge deal for smaller IT services companies. A flat fee per user price desktop in the cloud would be a significant game changer. Note the always up-to-date statement in the job listing. That implies fully managed. You can't tell me there aren't customers for whom this would be their preferred way to run. Sure, it's not announced, but it's looking more likely. I talk often about if I was starting an MSP today, if I was starting today, I'd sell this. SonicWall is reporting a breach in their devices, as 3 zero-day vulnerabilities have been announced. At least one has been exploited in the wild. The company has published fixes for the issue and urged customers to upgrade immediately. Meanwhile, and unrelated, the Reval ransomware gang is attempting to extort Apple. They want Apple to buy back stolen product blueprints and have set a date of May 1 to pay the ransom. The announcement was timed for Apple's Spring Loaded event. The gang has targeted Apple after Quantana Computer, an Apple business partner, refused to communicate with the gang. The gang reportedly accessed the plans via a breach of Quantana. And in escalating size, FireEye has indicated that Chinese hackers are believed to have compromised dozens of U.S. government agencies, financial institutions, and defense contractors. This investigation is still in the early stages, as reported by the Washington Post. Finally, just in case you thought it was all totally over, there are two more malware variants tied to the SolarWinds Orion breach. The alert indicates that Russian-backed attackers were focusing on 5 known vulnerabilities. Now, why do we care? Extortionware is my interest here. Rather than just ransom, the threat to release confidential data from Apple is downright scary. Now imagine your customer, or you, on the end of that threat. All it will take is the criminals systemizing that process, and they have long since proven themselves capable of that. That's why I care so much about the norms that are changing. As government is changing their approach, that's a key development. Gartner released new data on public cloud spending. It'll grow 23.1% in 2021, and spending on SaaS will remain the largest market segment. Infrastructure as a service and desktop as a service offerings are predicted to grow the most this year. DaaS is expected to grow 67.7% to $2 billion, while IaaS grows 38.5% this year. Now, why do we care? Couple that with the first story today, particularly the SMB, you can easily see the combination of SaaS plus fully managed cloud PCs being the way of the future for small companies. We're charting that conversion. BVoIP, the cloud communications offering designed specifically for IT providers. BVoIP offers a complete unified communication suite, which can also be tightly integrated via Microsoft Teams. BVoIP delivers the modern workforce cutting-edge features, including contact center, integration to your business apps, and real-time visibility into your remote workers. You control the price with a unique hybrid model that avoids the complex dial tone taxation or compliance bullseye. Don't get stuck in a vendor relationship that works against you. BVoIP is channel only and a company that's here to support you. Find out more by visiting bvoip.com/MSP radio. Thanks for listening. Back again tomorrow with another roundup. And we'll have a bonus episode this weekend. Talk to you tomorrow.